The Giggler Treatment, written by Roddy Doyle, read by Tommy Tiernan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Mr. Mack was walking to the train station. It was a nice sunny morning. The birds in the trees were singing their favourite songs, and the breeze that blew was full of breakfast smells: bacon, eggs, frog's legs and cabbage. Yum, said Mr. Mack to himself. Mr. Mack was feeling happy. Mr. Mack was feeling very happy. He had a nice lunch in his lunchbox and a surprise in his flask, and his children's goodbye kisses were still tickling his cheeks. He was going to work, and he liked his job. Actually, Mr. Mack loved his job. He was a biscuit tester in a biscuit factory. It was his job to make sure that the biscuits had the right amount of chocolate, if they were supposed to have chocolate. And he measured them to make sure that they were exactly square, if they were supposed to be square, or exactly round, if they were supposed to be round. Best of all, he tasted them. Not all of them. He tasted 3 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon to make sure that they tasted exactly right. He was looking forward to work because today he was going to be testing his favourite biscuits of all time, fig rolls. The factory made 365 types of biscuits, a different biscuit for every day of the year. Mr. Mack liked most of these biscuits and he loved some of them, but fig rolls always came top of his list. He loved their shape. He loved their smell. He loved their intelligence. They were such clever biscuits.